From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Classics and Beyond, an exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open today's program with music of Claude Debussy. We'll hear the second of three orchestral pieces which he composed, comprised of three movements or sketches in the early 20th century. This is by far the most popular of the three works, La Mer, or The Sea. Actually, the full title of the work, translated into English, is The Sea, Three Symphonic Sketches for Orchestra. The work was composed between 1903 and 1905, and it was premiered in Paris in the summer of 1905. Initially, La Mer was not well received by critics, but after the piece was performed in America, Britain, and for a second time in Paris in 1908, the piece quickly gained popularity. It has gone on to become one of Debussy's most frequently performed compositions. The work, as the title suggests, was inspired by the ocean, by Debussy's fond childhood memories of the ocean, as well as seascapes available to him in paintings and in literature while he was working on the composition. This performance is given by the Luxembourg Philharmonic Orchestra, Gustavo Gimeno conducting.
Thank you.
La Mer, or The Sea, three symphonic sketches for orchestra, music of Claude Debussy. The work completed in 1905, the first recording of La Mer was made in 1928. It has since gone on to become one of Debussy's most frequently recorded compositions. The Luxembourg Philharmonic Orchestra was conducted here by Gustavo Gimeno. From a 2018 pentatone compact disc containing four Debussy compositions, La Mer, Iberia, Images Premier Livre, and Six Epigraphes Antiques, respectively. Onward now to some contemporary music from Canada, as we turn to the album Solo 7, the debut CD from up-and-coming Canadian violinist Mark Jorkic. For this recording, Mark chose seven compositions from seven different Canadian composers, all for the violin, obviously. We'll listen to two movements of Sonata for Solo Violin and Digital Effects, a composition by Richard Maskell. We'll hear Movement 1, Labyrinth, and Movement 5, At the Corner House.
Thank you. Thank you.
music by Toronto area composer Richard Maskell, two movements from Sonata for Solo Violin and Digital Effects, Labyrinth and At the Corner House, performed by violinist Mark Jorkic from his debut CD, a 2018 release on Atma Classique called Solo 7. Other Canadian composers represented on this recording include Christos Hatzis, Matthias Maute, Anna Skolovich, Kevin Lau, and Vincent Ho. A nice look at some of the contemporary violin repertoire from Canada. You are listening to Classics and Beyond. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, our email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And please visit our blog and website for more information about Classics and Beyond, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. If you want the playlist or streaming audio for this episode, please look for program number 1813. We'll conclude the hour by listening to three selections from the album Virtuosi, an album combining classical and jazz elements, featuring American jazz vibraphonist Gary Burton and Japanese pianist Makoto Ozone. For this recording, they select several classical compositions for the piano or various keyboards, and while they maintain the composition's original form and feel, they arrange each work in a theme and improvisation style for piano and vibes. We'll listen first to music of Johannes Brahms, his Capriccio No. 2, Opus 76, in B minor. We'll follow that with music from Sergei Rachmaninoff, one of his preludes, Opus 32, Prelude No. 8, in A minor. And lastly, from Italian composer Domenico Scarlatti, his keyboard sonata in E major, K20. Thank you. three selections from Virtuosi, an album taking classical compositions for piano or harpsichord and arranging them for vibes and piano by Gary Burton and Makoto Ozone. We listened first to Capriccio No. 2 in B minor, opus 76 of Johannes Brahms, then Sergei Rachmaninoff's Prelude No. 8 in A minor, and Domenico Scarlatti's keyboard sonata in E major, K20. Other composers represented on this recording include Zez Confrey, Samuel Barber, and George Gershwin. There's also an original piece by Makoto Ozone, Something Borrowed, Something Blue, a 2002 release on Concord Records. And with that, we come to the end of this edition of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I sincerely hope you enjoyed my selections. Please join me again soon for another exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. Classics and Beyond is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.